This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, good morning. As you head into Monday morning of a new week, I wonder what your attitude is towards this coming week. Are you apprehensive about it? A bit nervous about the things that it contains and some things that you're going to have to get done this week and you don't see how that could happen? Are you a bit stressed maybe about some of these issues in your life right now? Maybe you're excited. There's some great things in this week and you can't wait for them. Let me just read you a few verses from the book of 1 Thessalonians in the Bible. And you know, as you start your week, I hope that you really have taken to heart this principle that we come back to every day, that the most important thing in your life is your relationship with God, and that that relationship is maintained, like any other relationship, by time spent with God. Time with God, nothing substitutes for it in your life. And that's what we do when we open the Bible. We spend time with God, listening to Him, and then responding to Him. Here in 1 Thessalonians in the Bible, the Apostle Paul writes, and he says, "But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction," that is, life instruction from the Bible, "and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. And we urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak. Be patient with all men. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all men. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit." And he goes on, and you get this idea that Paul is kind of giving us just this list of things about the way life should run for us. And did you notice there in verse 18, and this is what we really want to make our theme for this whole week, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I want to talk to you this week about developing an attitude of gratitude, of thankfulness to God. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, that kind of a challenge to us is kind of easy to fulfill when things are going well. I mean, it's easy to be thankful about everything then, isn't it? If you've got a great week ahead of you, a great week behind you, your heart is full, thank you, God, for what you're doing in my life. But it almost seems kind of unreasonable to us when life is rough. In everything, give thanks. Well, how can I do that when things are going badly and I'm struggling and there's painful things occurring in my life? How can I be thankful in those things? You know, it's interesting that this instruction to thank God in everything came from the Apostle Paul, whose life was just full of rough times. So much persecution, struggle, stranded, shipwrecked, beaten again and again by his opponents. It would be really fair to wonder how he could be so grateful to God in these circumstances. You know, an optimistic person says the cup is half full. The pessimist says it's half empty. As someone has said, the child of God says, "My cup runs over." And really, this is at the heart of what it means to be thankful in everything, is recognizing that no matter what difficult things I'm facing, there is still an overflowing fullness of life that God brings to me that is regardless of what is happening in my life. The presence of God in my life, the Holy Spirit, God's Word, all these things that provide roots and foundations and solidity to my life. I can be thankful no matter what. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.